The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chof Ches. The Mishnah on the base of Psilus HaBeged, taking a piece of a Beged and lighting it on fire in order to be able to light Neris and Shabbos. In that context, the Gemara discusses different Yonam, the Gabitum of Atira, where it really goes Me'inyan Le'inyan, but one point that the Gemara talks about is the din of Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara brings in a few places. Dama Mesikin B'Kelim, Ve'in Mesikin B'Shivre Kelim. On Yom Tif, when one is allowed to light, so the Gemara says Mesikin B'Kelim, one is allowed to light, one needs fire for cooking, or for warmth, or for light, one is allowed to light kelim, things that are not mukta. Ve'in Mesikin Shivre Kelim. Rashi explains the reason why in Mesikin Shivre Kelim, one is not allowed to kindle Shivre Kelim, is because Shivre Kelim only assume their present form on Yom Tif. Therefore, they have a din of Mukta, Rashi calls it Noila, they have a new form, they're not Mukhon, they weren't prepared at the beginning of Yom Tif in that Surah, therefore they're Mukta. And Rashi says the problem of Mesikin Shivre Kelim is that one is going to move it. One is going to move it when he lights it, one is going to move it after he lights it to make sure that the fire catches on to it. Well, it would seem from Rashi that the only problem of lighting this Shivre Kelim is moving. As we know, if anybody asks any of us, what's the Isser of Mukta? The Isser of Mukta would seem to be an Isser of Tiltul. You're not allowed to pick up this, you're not allowed to pick up that. You know that the little kids, you know, just to make things easy, any time they do a malacha, a four-year-old kid, we say it's Mukta. He's not allowed to write with a pen because it's Mukta. He's not allowed to put on a light because it's Mukta. But we understand that Mukta is beyond the Maisa Malacha. Mukta is an act of Tiltul, which is awesome. Rashi seems to say that the concern with Ein Mesikin B'Shivre Kelim is Tiltul Mukta. The Rashba has an interesting discussion in this Gemara. And the Rashba says, you see from here a Raya, that it's not a problem. L'chor Mesikin B'Kelim should be a problem also, because when one puts it on fire, the kli will break under pressure from the fire, and then one is being nene from the fire, which is now Shivre Kelim. Meaning to say, if the Shivre Kelim is because the kli was not in its present form, it wasn't mukhan lekach at the beginning, we'll learn mitzvah Hashem throughout the Masechta Meni and Yonim Mukta, but the basic idea is it has to have its form, the beginning of Shabbos, to be mukhan lekach. It was not Mukhan for this tzura, the beginning of Shabbos, that's Shivre Kelim. But Kelim also becomes Shivre Kelim, because as soon as you light them on fire, and pieces fall off, they become Shivre Kelim. And now they're Shivre Kelim. You're being Nana, the fire is burning from the Shivre Kelim. So the Rashba says, you see from here that there is no Isser Mukta from Mukta. There's no Isser Hano from Mukta. One is allowed to be Nana from the Mukta. The problem is only touching it. Once the kli is on fire, you're not going to touch it. You're not going to touch it. You're not going to move it. Not touch it. Move it is the proper term. You're not going to move it around. You're not going to be able to tilt it. The only issue is being then. And you see from this Gemara that there is no Isser Hano from Mukta. One learns the Rashba well. It would seem clear from the Rashba that the only heter is being nene without any usage. You're not using the kelim after you're being nene from the kelim after they turn to shivre kelim, but you're not moving it. What the usage itself would be a problem. That's what the Rashba says, that the reason why in mesikin b'shivre kelim, the Rashba doesn't have as his issue of concern that you're going to move it while you're lighting. You can light something without moving it, without pushing it from place to place. However, the problem is that you're using the Shivre Kelim, and one's not allowed to use Mukta. So the Rashba is clear, it's an interesting split. The Rashba is clear that there's an Issa Tiltul on Mukta. There's also an Issa Hishtamshus b'Mukta, but there is no Issa Hano from Mukta. There are two opinions brought in Shin Chof Hei and Aruch Chaim, the Gabi Agoi. The discussion of it in the Shulchan Aruch is a Goy that baked bread on Shabbos. Let's say there is no issue of Pasakum. A Goy she'ofa pas b'Shabbos. The question is whether the There's a discussion over there whether the chitin that were ground by the goy is considered noilat. The question is, the poskim ask, what about the bread that was baked, the goy where it was kamen, it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, is bread that was baked on the last day of Pesach, but over there there wouldn't be a question of mukta. It would be a problem over there only of Pasakum, because the bread was only eaten after Yom Tov. But what about if a goy baked fresh bread, and Jews wanted to buy the bread on Yom Tov? So the question is that by eating the bread, one is nene from the wood that got burnt up on Yom Tov. So Tosfos says, and this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Kof Hei, Tosfos says, now with Zohar Samach Vav and Beis, and Pesachim Chavav and Beis, the Shvach Eitzim also is only Ba'ano. This that the Gemara says over there, let's say you take wood of Orlo, wood of other Yisuri Hano, and one uses that to bake bread, it's considered that the bread, which is a product of the energy of the bread, of the wood, is considered as having in it somewhat the Hano of the Yisuri Hano. So Taisu says that's only by Yisuri Hano. One is not allowed to be Nene from, let's say, Orlo. So when one has bread which was baked from the wood burning, that's considered a Toitzah, an outgrowth of the wood, and one would be considered in violation of Hilchus Yisuri Hano by eating the bread. However, Muktzah is not an Yisuri Hano. Exactly what we just quoted from the Rajma, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Kiveger, over there in Shin Kof Hei on this Machlokes, is Mitzayin the Rajma. That there is in Mukta only an Isser Achila, he says. The Ve'echinu is Hashay Aviyu, the Gemara learns out the Pesachim Daf Mevav, the Gemara learns out Nasmachta to Isser Mukta from the bread, from the Lechem Aponim that had to be set aside in the Midbar Moshe Rabbeinu told Klaizo. Ve'echinu is Hashay Aviyu, that it has to be prepared, it has to be Mukhon before Shabbos. And the Gemara says that any Oichel which is not Mukhon, Gregus, Vitzimukim, anything which is in a state of not being fit to eat the beginning of Shabbos, is rendered Muktzah because it's Choyser HaKono. So Muktzah is an Isra Achila, or Muktzah is an Isra Shtamshus, like we said, and the Losh of the Rashbi is, the Kvega talks about it over there, Kagoin Lismech Kari Hamita. For instance, one has a bed which has a broken leg. So you could schlep the bed over to where there's a rock, where there's this Shivrei Kelim, and you should be able to prop the bed up on that rock, Rashi says you can. I don't know how many people are having campouts on Shabbos, but if somebody wants to prop up a picnic table or a mattress on a rock, the Rashi says that one can't. Why? Because that's called one is being mishtamish with muktzah. L'chor would come out from the Rashbam, this is where the Poskim say it's a very big Kiddush, and it would seem that the consensus of Poskim is not that way. We'll see that the Ramban, the Rana, clearly not the Rashbam. They hold that it's not only Isser Hano, which doesn't exist by Muktzah, but it's also an Isser Hishtamshus. It's only Tiltul that Chazal will go Yisroon, or Achila, as we said, that's the Gemara, clearly the Gemara says that Achila's Muktzah is awesome. But sitting down on a rock, according to the Rashbam, would be awesome, which is an interesting halacha. Yeah, like we said, the minig is not that way, because it would seem that the Rishonim hold not that way, but the Rashba clearly holds that sitting on a rock on Shabbos, unless that rock was rendered mukhon by an act of putting that rock in a specific place, or covering the rock with something, so on and so forth. Divinei found that discussed how you'd make something that's mukhon into mukhon. The rock is shalatzme, if it's mukhon, one cannot sit down. You're going with you're having a group, a pirche group in the woods. In a bungalow colony, one cannot sit down on a tree trunk, would be something else, because it's mechubal lekarka, but it's like sitting on the ground. But a rock which is metalpolin, rock can be picked up, unless it's plowed, unless it's solidly in the ground that it can't be moved, it would be considered a chefetz hamukta, it's on the ground, one cannot sit down on it. Again, the Rishonim argue. The problem with the Rajba is problematic, not only a Chiddush, but it's problematic, because it would seem that there's a Mishnah Mefureshes not that way. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Aleph says clearly that one is allowed to lie down on a pile of straw. Even though one cannot move it, if one could lie down on it without moving it around, Kol She'enim Meziza, if you don't move it around, you're allowed to lie down on it, according to the Rajba. If you're not allowed to move it around, then it's a Tilplu and Mukta. If the straw is Mukta, then you're not allowed to lie down on it either. What's the Pshat? And the poets can bring this Mishnah as a Raya, not like the Rashba. One is Tzorchi and Gold. One has to be Miyashu this Mishnah according to the Rashba. The Ramban in Kuvchav Beis talks in a similar thing, which you see also the old time in the Rashba. He talks about going on a ramp that was made. A person has to climb up to a higher place, and there's a ramp that was built out of rocks or out of pieces of wood on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. One can climb the ramp, as long as the goyim don't build the ramp for the Eid. My Mishnah later on, where if the goy built the ramp for the Eid, he's not allowed to use it, because you're not allowed to use that which was made specifically for a Eid on Shabbos, one of the intricate halachos of Amir Lakum. But as far as using the ramp itself is concerned, the Ramban says it's not a problem. If it was made for goyim and there's no problem with Amir Lakum, there's no problem whatsoever with using it. He's going on Muktzah, yeah, but he's not moving the Muktzah. And this is the Pesach of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Shin Ches, in Kot Mem Aleph, holds that's mutter to sit and relax. This is the halakha of Maisa, not like the Rashba. One thing that is a Tzorachim, besides for that Mishnah, which is a Tzorachim Godel, to me, Rabotzi on the Rashba, but something else which needs thought, is what's the difference between sitting on a rock or Hadlokas Kelim? The Rishonim are clear that the reason why Ein Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim is because, not because it's a chashash of tiltal, like Rashi seems to say. The Rishonim are Masbir, that using for consumption, kindling, the Muktzah is considered usage of Muktzah. You don't have to move Muktzah to be in violation of the Takanas Muktzah. All you have to do is use it in a way that, not sitting on it, but you have to be mad. If you're madlik it, that's also considered usage of it. It's also, what's the difference between sitting down on a rock? Not on a rock. What's the difference between sitting down on a piece of wood, which would be mutter, and kindling the piece of wood? So the halacha seems, the chilik seems to be clear. Sitting down on a rock, you're in no way using the rock, you're not diminishing it. Is a maisa of ishtamshus, like having hano. Not only is having hano mutter, the way the Rashba says, but according to the other Rishonim, even any type of hano of ishtamshus from mukta is also mutter. However, hadlokas hawood, if somebody kindles the wood and uses it for a fire, that would already be similar to the category, which is asmachua deraisa. Remember, we said that in Psachim and Vav, the Gemara learns how mukta from an asmachta, from a pasuk of eating mukta, not carrying mukta, which is a takon of anshe knes like doilo, but there's an asmachta to a din deraisa. Other Rishonim hold that it could be, the Gemara seems to say over there that it might be a deraisa. Any oichel which is not mukhan is not permitted, is also could be midaraisa to eat on Shabbos. Fruits that fall off a tree might be mukta also, maybe deraisa to eat on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Anything that's not roi lachil, the beginning of Shabbos, is not mukhan, it would be also to eat. Kindling wood is, because it's consumption, that consumption would be like achila. And in fact, we call the Talmudic term for lighting a fire for burning something is called achilas or. The fire eats up, consumes, the same way we say you consume a slice of pizza, you also, the fire consumes the wood. So that maisa of achila, of consumption of the wood, is similar to achila, that's why it would be also lekuli alma. Another point where this distinction is important is there's a marsho, which the place can bring, the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Al Pi the Mashor, and Beitzah Daf Lamed Gimel, the famous piece of Mashor that all the Achronim talk about. The Mashor seems to say, learns up Shana Tosin, it's Gebot La'alocha, is that certain cases of Muktzah are Mutter and Yom Tov, and they are Echol Nefesh. The same way we matter many types of categories of Malocha on Yom Tov, Muktzah would be Mutter as well. Says the Graz, that's only Tiltul. Why? The Rambam says very clearly that tiltul is also why the Anshe Knesset HaGdola asks to tiltul mukta. Why are you not allowed to carry mukta? Because since you're carrying things without discretion, things that you need for Shabbos, things you don't need for Shabbos, a person will come to carry out, it's a gzeiro mishum tiltul, because till carrying out is easy as malacha. You find people carry much more often b'shoikig than any other malacha. So Chazal were goyzer on picking up things unnecessarily, things that have no tzorich on Shabbos, not to move them around in order to keep one's hands to themselves. Pasha, you shouldn't carry around. You shouldn't be nichshol in hoitzah on Shabbos. Says the Marshal that if there's no isur hoitzah, right, you're allowed to carry a key, you're allowed to carry a machzor, you're allowed to play ball on the street, wheel a carriage on Yom Tov, eichel nefesh, would be matter also hoitzah. If it's matter hoitzah, it would be matter tiltul muktzah, which is only auto hoitzah, it's only exerted because of hoitzah. Says the Gras that that's only until Pul, because that's also its all. But Achila, which is patterned, the din of Achinu is Hashem Aviu, Achila's Mukhtza, it's not Xavier Mishum Tilpul. Not Xavier Mishum Mukhtza. We see over here in our case, when you light up the wood, when you, it's not because, not like Rashi says that we're afraid you're going to touch, move the wood as the Shivrei Kelim, as you're going to burn it, as you're kindling the Shivrei Kelim, or as it's being burnt. But the problem is that the consumption itself is awesome. That type of this is not patterned on Hoytzol B'chlal. So that would be also even on Yom Tov. And interesting enough, Kimina just pointed out, Kivayegi and Tshuva, Akrena pointed out, Kivayegi and Tshuva Simon Hay says that a chole she'en boi sakono, which in Allah be open, Yisum derais of him, is ein boi sakono, you're allowed to be merapa him with macholos asuris derabonon, and Kivayegi says that that's only this day you're allowed to be merapa him, b'suri Achilo. The Rabbonon is only when the Michael itself, he says, Lomdus, it's not a Cheftza, the Yisura. Something Lamasha, Bosa B'cholov, is awesome in the Raisa. Bosa Oif B'cholov, which is awesome in the Rabbon, one is not allowed to give to Chel Shem Zachon, even if it would be beneficial for his help. Why? Because it doesn't make them if it's the Raisa. The Rabbon, Machol Sasuris, Ayid does not need Machol Sasuris, it's Metamtim, it's Poigim, Nafshe V'nishmosai, one does not need Machol Sasuris. However, there are certain things that one eats where there's nothing wrong with the food itself. It's not an Isser Cheftza. It's an Isser Gavra. For instance, eating meat during the 9 days, there's nothing wrong with the meat. If Shabbos is during the 9 days, we do eat meat, right? So also, one who needs it, L'tzarech Refua, Chel Shem V'sakono, Yeledes, etc., can eat fleshiks during the 9 days, because there's nothing wrong with the meat per se, but a Yeledes L'moshe would not be allowed to eat, unless it's Chel Shem Yesh V'sakono, obviously, where you could be Ivan Kol HaTorah Kulo. But a chel shem b'sakon, you would not feed basar oif b'cholov because an isur cheftza of macholos asuris. What about mukhtza? Interesting shadow. Comes along Shabbos, you have something which is not mukhon. You have fruits that fell off a tree. The fruits are very nutritious. Give it to somebody who's a chel shem b'sakon, it'll be really good for them. Are they allowed to eat it or are they not? Are they not allowed to eat it? If you look at mukhtza only as an isur tilpul, then all it is an Isser to do a Maiser Tilpul or to a Maiser Itzol. It's an Isser Gavra, an Isser because of the Maiser Itzol, the Maiser Tilpul. However, we look at it, Vechinus Hashem Aviv, that the food itself is not Roy Lachilo. The Torah asks it from being eaten. Moed, you're talking, it's quite possible, to Derher, to understand, that it's an Isser Cheftza, there's something wrong with the food itself. In which case, a Chol Hashem B'Sakona would not be able to eat those delicious raspberries that became Roy on Shabbos, because it's an Isser Cheftza of Machal Zasur. So again, we're pointing out that there are two types of Mukhtzas. Consumption of kindling wood would be considered, we're pointing out from the Rajma, we're pointing out from the Rishonim, would be considered not only an Isser Hishtamshus, which would be also when the Rajma would also sitting on rocks, the Chumrah of the Rajma is called in the Paiskim, other Rishonim don't hold that way, we don't hold that way, La Loka. But consumption of mukhtza, which is patterned on achila, is definitely more chomer than something which is only because of tiltul mukhtza. And that would be also, even if one would not come to mitaltul, even if one does not move the mukhtza, it's not only an isser tiltul, it's even an isser tiltul. And we're pointing at nafkaminis between those two types of mukhtzas. A. Yom Tif, as the Graz points out, after Hashem Beitza, that Lam Gimel. Two, I'll repeat the distinction of Kivayegi, Legabi Echol Hashem B'Sakono, whether he would be allowed to eat which type of mukhtza. In this, a Cheftza of mukhtza would not be allowed to be eaten. This, a Gavra of mukhtza, even if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, would allowed to be violated, to be pushed away, B'Mkoyim Echol Hashem B'Sakono. One more thing I might point out is the fact that there's a heter in every mukhtza of Tiltul Menat Sad. One is allowed to move mukhtza in an indirect fashion. L'chore, kindling something is moving something indirectly. It's no worse than, let's say, if you have shells on a table. You have nut shells on a table, which are mukhtza. One is allowed to push them off with, according to many poskim, one is allowed to push them off with a fork, because that's tiltum in atzad. One is allowed to push mukhtza to the side of the rock, to the side of the road with his foot. However, things that are also mishum oichel are also, even if the consumption of the wood, as we're saying, would be also, even though the touching it, derech, a twig that you push in, would be indirect, but that's not the point. The point is that it's also doyme lachil, it's also to consume. And that would be also even minatzad. The minatzad is only a hagdora, only a halachic definition, that it's not a ma'aseh tiltul, it's not the regular act of moving it. It's min hatzad. But as far as achilah is concerned, it doesn't make a difference how you move it. If it's consumed on Shabbos, that would be in violation of the issur muktzah, which is day melachid.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.